Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all engage in pseudo-masochistic behavior in the review of canned and boxed wines. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the fact that you don't have to drink this crap because we have here on the Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault! Tonight, it's a very exciting night.
It's a really special episode.
Oh, my guests are very excited. Well, the co-hosts are very excited tonight. First, we have Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Not excited. Oh, I'm excited, folks.
We have the Triple B.
Good evening. I'm genuinely excited.
And I'm Ron, the wine guy, and I am it's electric in the room tonight.
Boogie woogie.
Oh, yes. So the reason why it's so exciting, first of all, it's Mother's Day. Yay, yay.
Shout out to the mothers.
Yes. But more along the lines, we are trying tonight things that we naturally find disgusting. Abhorrent. Things that should be taken out back.
But we have an open mind.
No, we don't. And should be given the old yellow treatment. These wines, first of all, we're going to be trying a canned wine. Oh, yes. And then two boxed wines, folks. Boxed wines. In the subjects tonight, the first one that we'll be trying is simpler wines. Vino Frizzante, white wine. A four-pack can. It can be purchased at Trader Joe's. That's who's responsible. And for $5.99, right?
Yes.
For four-pack, yeah. Simple green-looking can. They recommend not drinking out of glassware, but that's not the way we do things here.
Well, I can't.
What kind of glassware are we drinking this canned wine out of?
These are Riedel Overture whites.
Yeah, it's just a white wine glass, yeah.
And this one,
a Riedel glass.
Wait, I can't believe we're just going to gloss over the fact that we're going to drink Bode Box and
canned
wines.
But why haven't I even announced the other two?
Oh, sorry. Well, it's not Bode Box.
And folks, next one. I hope I'll have this in the right, you know, richness levels here. The next one, it's a little dusty, but it's, look at that. It's Bode Box's Bode Mini, because I didn't want to get a whole Bode Box. Their Cabernet Sauvignon. We'll say both words this time.
And that's three glasses.
Approximately three glasses, folks. Mm-hmm. 500 milliliter, 13% alcohol. So that's the next one. I love that laminated box it's in.
It's beautiful color. I wouldn't, looking at the color of the box, I wouldn't expect it to
it's
be
like
capsized.
It's like the same kind of box that you get like chicken stock in.
Yes, it is. That is true. Yeah. And the next one, folks, is equally exciting, maybe even more so, because this wine has received 50 gold medals and 29 best buys. It says so right there. It is Black Box Wines, their Cabernet Sauvignon, from Central Valley in Chile.
You know, do we think that's the best because of the gold medals?
I got two gold medals today. I opened up two cards that I had selected for Mother's Day. And mm-hmm. with an artisanal card, you know, it's got designs and had... My mom's had like gold beads on it.
Yeah.
When I opened the card, there was a gold label.
Oh.
So I'm a two-time decorated gold label winner.
Well, you're as good as a box of wine. Congratulations. I got Becky a card that said nice butt on it. I did.
You did.
It was from the pets. That's neither here nor there.
I would say with just two gold medals, though, Scott, you're only as good as simpler wines, the canned wine that we're drinking tonight.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. When you get up to 50, then you're Black Box.
I am a little sparkling, though.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Do you want me to read the can?
Let's read the can. I still can't believe we're just glossing over this and treating it like a regular episode. Mm. There should be more mocking on your part.
My mouth is full of breath. Can. So, I'm not going to do a Steve.
Something that I think, this has a lot of big words on the back for...
What, the? An ass?
For a can. It has a lot of words. Big words. You are cordially invited to raise a can and bend an elbow. What does that mean?
Drink.
Oh, in honor of simple things, simple pleasures, and simpler wines. This perfectly potable
means you can take
portable.
It anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, potable.
But it says portable, potable.
I get, portable the can. Not that you can't. travel with the bottle, but
you can store it too.
Is impeccably portioned. Impeccably portioned, that's funny. And ready to go for picnics, barbecues, or as an effortlessly effervescent anytime treat.
You know, when I hear the word potable, I think of back when I was in the military and we had to, you know, we're on bivouac. We're on bivouac.
Well, this would actually work for that.
And they pulled water out of a lake and they treated it with these chemicals.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, only then, could you put in big letters on the big tanker
water.
That it was potable water.
Well, this is potable as well.
Too bad you didn't have this.
I just don't want wine labeled potable. That doesn't make me think good things.
Well, I think you should break down what you just said and you realize where your error was.
Think good things.
No.
I haven't even read the finished reading of that.
I'm sorry.
It's crisp.
Is it?
Bright.
Is it?
Looks bright.
Pure, bubbly fun.
It's already lost its effervescence.
Just waiting to be popped open.
Okay.
What could be simpler?
Water.
Real champagne.
It also has Prosecco. Two warning things on the back.
Uh-oh.
One, don't use a corkscrew to open it.
That's helpful since it's a freaking can.
If you're stupid enough to buy cans,
that's
you might not know.
Bad attempt at humor.
The other warning is don't use the glass.
Why?
And it's made in Italy.
Why not use a glass, you jagoffs?
Well,
no, the warnings are if you're pregnant, don't drink.
No, it's got two little circles.
Yeah, look at the circles.
Yeah,
on the
look
side.
At the circles. Those are plain.
Who gives a shit? Maybe that loses bubbles faster, but that's okay. Well, folks, we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to make ourselves sick here on the Wine Vault. Everyone's eager to get on with getting on here. Looks like
it's a really almost clear.
It looks like a light clear urine.
Stop.
Like someone that's really well hydrated.
Yes,
that's
kind
fair.
Of a light urine.
No, but it's not
urine.
That yellowish color. It's a different. It's,
what's
it's
yellowish?
A wine. It looks like diluted wine to me.
Yeah, like
oh,
it looks
sure.
like
if you
white
put ice
wine.
Cubes in it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, folks, it does have a big thing on the back. It's there's a. A glass with a like a crossbow over it, as if it's dangerous to pour it out into a glass.
So maybe that's...
Why the hell would it be dangerous?
Well, it's not dangerous, it's just... No, it's...
It's dangerous to use a corkscrew on a metal can, but it's not dangerous to use a glass.
I don't think they're saying danger, they're saying don't do it, as Triple B said. It's like they're saying no glass.
This doesn't explain why.
Because you're supposed to drink it out of the damn can.
Oh, fuck that. Anyway, then we'd have a whole
thing. It smells like, champagne.
No, I get champagne. It
cheap,
reminds me of champagne.
Cheap,
yeah.
cheap
champagne.
Champagne.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a dollar a can. Dollar whatever.
It's too
50
much.
A can. So.
Yeah. And we've got three glasses, decent pours out of two cans.
It's pretty full.
And short of using liquid nitrogen, folks, I made it as cold as humanly possible.
Thank you. To me, it smells like champagne.
I never
knew champagne smelled like that.
I get like a cheap dry champagne.
It smells,
dry
it smells like shampoo to me. It does.
Well, actually.
It smells like fucking shampoo.
No, actually there is a little soapy.
Yeah, it's shampoo.
On the nose.
I get
it smells
that.
Like herbal essence.
There's a little soapiness on the nose.
A
it
little?
It also smells,
A little?
it doesn't smell sweet.
No.
Like, it smells like it's going to be a dry.
There's a little bit of banana there, too.
You get banana?
Whoa.
Yeah.
It smells like it's going to be a dry.
And hairspray.
Wine.
You know, and there's, honestly, there's with that banana, there's a little hint of citrus, like a little grapefruit.
That's hairspray.
That is not hairspray.
It's aquanet.
Are we drinking it? Are you gonna?
Yeah, let's go.
Holy shit! If you want to wake up, oh. Damn, it has the most hideous finish in the world.
So, in complete transparency.
Yeah, look at your face. You're like.
You got bright red there. It's just like this redness came over your face back. In complete transparency.
It was going all right for a moment.
Unlicensed, bought this like with the idea of doing it as a potpourri segment.
No, no.
But yet somehow we've turned this into the blind guy's face.
It has like a wet dog flavor on the back.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you right now. This is totally fine for outside in the summer.
I don't know. I thought it was.
It's.
Let me just rinse my mouth and try it again.
It's not unappealing.
It's not. I'm not having the same reaction.
The nose is not.
I just had this wet dog flavor that, it's gross, as you said.
The bubbles.
The bubbles don't appear there, but then it's very, very frizzy on the tongue.
100%.
Yeah.
I think the word you're looking for is effervescent.
Yeah. Well, it's frizzano. It's frizzy. It's frizzy frizzano.
It's almost too bubbly. I feel like.
It just, it finishes, okay, everything else is fine, except, it has a dirty finish that, I mean, it just, it takes a while to get there, but it.
Triple B nods ascension.
Yeah. Something surprising to me, Rob and I had a wine last night when we went out to
really
eat.
Really unpleasant.
There was like a really crisp wine, and it didn't have that long of a finish. It just was.
It was a red wine. It was rich. Yeah, actually, folks, it's something that we've reviewed here on the Wine Vault, St. Francis Old Vines Inn.
Yeah, it was great. It didn't have a very long finish. The flavor on this, though, lingers for a long time.
It washes out, and then what's underneath doesn't taste normal or natural or anything. No, it doesn't, does it? It's...
I'm not having as bad of a reaction.
It's a chalky murkiness that I don't care for at all. Everything else, if it didn't do that and just had some acidity and zinged away, then it's fine and it would have a purpose. And quite frankly, it would be nice on the back porch.
And it, that unpleasantness you're talking about, it's kind of in the mid palate too.
Yes, it is, yeah. And it's something I can't get around. It's like you have the frizziness and all that whatever it is up front. And then you know that's coming, and you say, what if I took a drink of water or chased it with something so I didn't have to experience that?
Yeah.
That's nonsense, though.
That's just for shits and giggles. Open the other can.
And drink it out of the can.
Let's just see. If they were serious about don't drink it out of a glass.
The flavor that I think that you're talking about, it's like when you're drinking a glass of champagne, and it's the flavor of champagne, but it goes to a good direction with nice champagne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is the flavor of it that goes...
south.
Yeah.
Tastes exactly the same. There it is. You know what? That might be the reaction with the can.
Maybe. That's possible. It's not a metallic taste necessarily, but it might be the way that it is with the can.
Yeah. Oh. I really don't like that.
There's something different about it in the can.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that, buddy.
You think so?
Sure, sure.
I mean, I would be okay with it if it wasn't for the way it finished. And it's... Boy, you drank a lot of that. You must like it.
I don't dislike it as much as you do.
I just... Everything else about it is understandable and pleasant, except for that finish is horrible. There's some things where you say, well, that's insipid, that's this, that's that, oh, that's too acidic, whatever. It tastes unpleasantly gross.
Well, and to me. I think it's highlighted because everything else is gone.
Oh, yes, and whatever is there.
It's after the finish.
It's probably a yeastiness. No? It's a funky, nasty yeastiness, is what it is. Mm. That's reacting with the can.
I don't know. I think it could definitely be a reaction to the can.
I think... So here's what I think. It does taste a little crisper to me, drinking it straight out of the can.
Well, probably.
Maybe it's just where it hits you in the mouth.
It goes flat, probably pretty quickly in the glass. Is what
So keep it in the can, and you're going to...
Like the warning.
Like the warning. Honest. But they're small, little, teeny, tiny cans. Maybe a little less than a Red Bull?
Yeah.
Is there a volume mark?
There's they make Izzy's in cans that size.
Yes.
This is what it reminded me of.
So 5-ouncer?
Mm-hmm. Low alcohol. Well, it's low. Yeah, 10%.
10%.
10, yeah.
Is that typical of a Prosecco? I think it's a little on the low side.
I wouldn't call this a Prosecco.
Italian sparkling wine. Vino Frizzante.
Proseccos are a bit sweeter.
Right.
This is not sweet.
No.
No.
It's pretty dry.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the driest. It's not as dry as what you'd consider dry champagne, but
no.
There's just so little sweetness there.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, for me, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
But if you want a wine cooler for in the summer, well, then get a wine cooler. That's not this. So if you like sweet stuff, it's
at
not
this
that.
Price
but
point, though, you could have a bunch of these on ice for an outside evening party. And I think it would be great. It's a beer alternative that's like a little more festive.
I'm kind of in line with her. I kind of agree.
Not just because you're nasty, sir.
No, but I
could even do cool straws.
Well, go get a straw. We'll see what it's like with a straw.
If the plastic straw takes
I want the squirrely straw. Maggie, I want the squirrely straw.
It's not hitting me now.
Say again?
That nasty grossness.
It was
the finish thing.
I wonder why that is.
I think it's because there's just not a lot of flavor in it. And maybe it's
more
that's
faded away.
Yeah, I can't.
It tastes almost like a dirty glass kind of thing where something's just off and chalky and not good. And
yeah,
dirty water kind of.
Yeah,
murkiness.
I mean, you thought maybe from the yeast, but I didn't get a yeastiness to it, anything like that. It was just an off-putting, funny.
You know what it is? It's
aftertaste.
It
wasn't metallic.
Pilsner. How you have like the garden hose, what tastes like a little bit of hard water.
Almost
that funk.
Hard water.
I'd like it.
It's a garden hose. When I think garden hose, I think of a little rubbery taste, like
Not from the tap, not artisan water. A little bit funky, farmhouse kind of style.
Okay.
The little bit of a funk. That's the way it came across to me. But not in a good way. Not that normally is a good way, but it's good in Czech Pilsners. But that's what it was. That was what it was emulating to me. It was just so off-putting. I haven't had the last few sips, and I'm not quite sure why that is, but maybe it's because something's mellowing out or whatever.
I think something has mellowed out because I'm with you. I had, maybe an ounce and a half left and took a sip and searched for it. Wasn't there, and then took a bigger
sip.
It's
stopping short of it now. It's almost as if a little bit of acidity has kicked in to clean it up. It's weird.
Something.
I don't know how that happens. Well, there's more air that's hitting it, and it's changing that rapidly. That's probably why they don't want you to get it out of the can, because it does just completely...
So quick, it just goes.
Yeah.
But I think... I have to try it again, and I'm not quite willing to do that right now.
No, I'm not.
To see if it was better in the can. Because, honestly, it was the effervescency...
Drink some more.
I kind
of tart
liked it.
I think for a little over a dollar a can, and in some markets you're going to be able to find it for a dollar a can, I think it's wonderful. I know you're not supposed to incorporate price into something, but... It's so cheap, you have to.
Well, and not just that, but I mean, it has nothing to do with what we scored in terms of a empirical scale, 0 to 100.
Well, I think we're not going to rate it in that fashion. Does anybody? Well, but they do Bottle Box.
Let's do it. Why not?
Yeah.
With that caveat of a recommendation, I'm on the same board as Becky. I kind of think this would be appropriate and. A little bit above wine coolers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wow. I think, one, I'd be concerned of drinking in a can that it's going to warm up, but it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yep.
Well, this is the thing. If you use the right type of style of wine, a bubbly Italian white, things like that, then that is okay. It's just when you try to actually do other things. yeah. a Chardonnay or something that requires a little bit more sophistication, that's where you're going to have your problems, where you probably want to avoid. Where this, no, that's now you look like a total gooch if you were out in a bar, you.
Oh, at drinking a bar, that. Yeah, that's a weird drink to get at a bar.
You can't
but
do
if
that.
You're at a dinner party, like an outside barbecue dinner party deal, totally fine.
Although there would be snickering if you picked one up, Scott.
I wonder what this competes against. Do you think it competes against a Boda Box, or do you think it competes against a...
No.
Right now, they're trying to market these on their own merits and really catch a different segment. This portable, you're going to a party, you're going to tailgate.
Yeah.
They're really marketing it that way.
And it comes in a four-pack?
Mm-hmm.
The people, I mean, this is the thing. You're out at a... ball game, and they have those stupid like cups that you take the top off. Wouldn't you rather have this?
Yeah, 100%. I was going to get at that. What are your other options?
I was going to say, this is
Don't think
a
I
lot.
Had a problem with was that horrendous whatever it was that was going on there. Then it's kind of gone away, so I don't have that now, that finish.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. If you're out at a game, a baseball game, and your other options are a beer, which might be heavy, you might not want that, a cider.
Sure.
Which could be
this
very
is cider-esque.
Yeah, but doesn't have the sweetness. Or like a Smirnoff. This all day long.
I'll be honest. I wouldn't call it cider-esque just because of the mouthfeel, and I don't think it's as heavy.
Yeah, it's a lot lighter.
Well,
I agree.
But flavor profile?
Yeah, well...
Apple-y?
Yeah.
Or like there's some of those dry pear ciders.
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
Yeah, but it similar, but it's really...
That's what like means.
Yeah, but I mean, not. It's not the.
It's a simile.
It's not a metaphor.
It's not
the same.
It is a pear cider. I didn't say that. I said it's like.
This would be something nice to have laying out in the sun by the pool. I like it.
Laying on a bucket of ice. You got a bucket of ice. You'd throw 80 of these out there for your little house party.
I might not score this a 95, but I would still recommend it.
Huh? Where'd 95 come
He's disappointed. Rob's disappointed.
I will say, though, something that is a little bit disappointing, 95. It's so light.
Yeah?
There's not a ton of flavor there.
No.
Well, it's not.
I know that's not the point, but like...
I will remind the dais here that we grade on the Olympic scoring, not anything else. So it's how it is compared to wine in a bottle, not wine in a can. So, you can't say, well, hey, you know, he wasn't as fast as Usain Bolt because he only has one leg. Not his problem. He still is slow as shit. It's the same deal here. We don't...
Okay, Russian judge, we're ready.
No. And he wasn't fast enough to run after...
Everyone
run out of that guilty plea.
Everyone doesn't get a trophy
guilty
here.
Charge. What?
He doesn't have either legs, by the way. Nobody gets a trophy here. Well, maybe black box because it's got 50 gold medals. So
I took two of them away when it was my card this morning.
Yes. We're going to now go around the room.
Okay.
And everyone's going to give their score. And it better be right or I'll be pissed.
Well, there you go.
Becky. Remember, you can get Rainier Barbier for the same price.
To me, that's not a comparable, though.
Well, it is an exact comparable because it's the same price, and it's actual wine.
In a bottle.
And it's a screw top, which is easy, too. And you can get a plastic glass out there by the pool.
He's trying to intimidate. Don't let him intimidate.
But
no.
That's not
Go
a
with
sparkling,
your
bubbly wine.
Go with your heart.
Put some seltzer water in it.
That is like what this is like, though. A white wine that someone added seltzer water to.
That's not an impressive trait.
Right? Because it's you can't really taste it, and it's bubbly.
But for me, Love the so fact good. That it's not... I expect it to have more flavor. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But I expect it to be bad flavor.
Yeah.
The flavor that's there, it's not bad. It doesn't taste bad.
I also expected it to be a lot sweeter.
Right. There's not a lot there, but what's there isn't bad.
I know. I am having a hard time coming up with a score... I mean, I'm thinking like an 85. Because I like it.
Stop. That's not... Don't laugh.
That's a horseshit score. Okay,
that's not bad. Wait, be nice.
I will give it an 84 because you're
a hater. No, you got to give it an 85. You live with your 85.
Okay, I'll live with my 85.
Hung around your neck.
It's great. for what it is.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to go 85, but I'm going to go
84.
I don't have much of a comparison point to, but the number that I came up with was 82. I think, you know, anything above 80 is fine. You know, 85 is,
I think, it
kind of a scale where
that's insane.
No, it's,
you can,
it's
you
just
can, I know you have to kiss ass, but still.
What does it? What can you compare it to? To say
it's nothing.
Other things that are in a can, I can compare it to that.
Like a Coke.
Then shit, it's a 95.
Vernon's is much better. I just said that a little bit. Dinty Moore beef stew.
No.
Yes, Campbell's.
No, yeah. No. Full of,
go ahead,
processed
finish,
chemicals.
Finish your
I can too. I agree with Becky. There's not a lot of flavor there, but what flavor is there is not bad. It's
okay.
What it is subtle. There was that little flaw thing in the aftertaste,
sure,
but it's weirdly disappeared.
It did weirdly disappear.
It was unusual.
It might have been something I ate that it just doesn't.
Except I had the same thing.
Well, yeah, you know what? It probably was a salami.
I hadn't had any salami.
What did you eat?
I hadn't had anything. Okay. I'd had a piece of bread.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if my palate.
I thought maybe it was a salami or something.
I don't think so. I had the same thing.
How does that happen then?
It was just something there.
I think you just needed to open up.
A dead
you
mouse
did decant
in there
it.
Or something like that. Decant. I did. For them, I did decant it.
But I would say follow the destructions and drink it out of the can.
Destructions?
Yeah, follow the destructions.
So now it's on to me, folks.
The voice of.
You're going to rail on it.
No, it's fine. It is. The problem I had with it was when I was repulsed by whatever that happened. Now, it stopped 100%. Happening, but it kind of concerns me a little bit that it happened to begin with. I'm not sure why. Yes, follow the instructions. Don't apparently drink it out of a glass because, you know. Oh. We've got a phone call here. We're going to decline it. No, because obviously it falls flat pretty quickly. It's designed, all that effervescence is designed to hold up in the can. It doesn't do well with air. But I'm going to give it a 70.
Oh. We are going to low score shame you. But you live with that 79. You hang it on your neck.
Then I should have given it a 90 to balance it.
I don't think a 79 is a bad score for
it's
this.
Okay, 79 is fine. No, 70. I can. He wants to downplay it. But
I mean, the open, that it scares me that it has whatever that murky nastiness was in it. And then it went away. That's fine, but it was there, and we did verify it. It wasn't like
I had the same thing.
It wasn't like, you know. Oh well, we didn't actually see the Loch Ness monster. You know, the Loch Ness monster is real. We found it, and it lives in this wine somewhere. But then it went deep, and we can't find it.
That's ours.
So that's a tentative 79. If the Loch Ness monster came back, I'd give it a 2, because that's gross. But lost it. But hopefully, if the Loch Ness monster was just an aberration, yeah, by the pool. You're sitting out on your deck, you're on ice, very cold, folks. You want this ice
cold.
And you don't want to have it sit around for 20 minutes in the sun. You drink it, you open it, and you drink it fast. It's not designed for that. Matter of fact, the makers would probably tell you, ice cold.
Oh, yeah. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a fine little product that's.
Well, you might have some fun with it. I mean, it's a lark.
Listen.
It's a lark.
2 4 packs, you got $12 in it, and I think some people are gonna, honestly, I think people are gonna like it.
Oh, I think
not love it.
It's not something you would drink.
Oh, no, it's
five,
a quaffer. It's what they said on their website. It's a quaffer.
What were you gonna say about it?
A quaffer.
Yeah, a quaffer. A light drinker that you don't think about. It's just,
yeah, just
drink it.
That's all it is. Yeah, so that's fine. Don't drink it with food.
I would also
aperitif.
Say. This would be a really nice thing to have at, like, a baby shower.
Bachelorette
a bridal
party.
Shower. Yeah. All those things. It would be super, super great to have.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. On a really hot day, you're out cutting the grass or something.
Do you want a 10%er?
That would
fuck you up.
I'm just saying, this might be refreshing even.
Yeah, and when you pass out, it is potent for the little bottle.
Yeah.
It's 10%.
And it's surprising, too, because it doesn't have that much flavor.
I mean, it's going to fuck you up.
What, 5 ounces?
Hey, folks, if you want to get turnt, high schoolers, you're going out to prom, you want to get turnt, this is what you drink.
Wait. Let's just come back to reality here.
It's cheap.
Math.
Math what?
12-ounce beer.
12-ounce beer.
5%.
Okay.
5-ounce, 10% can of wine, which has more alcohol. The 12-ounce beer.
Yeah, but you can drink this faster.
It doesn't matter how fast you drink it, it's the same amount of alcohol.
Basically, it's a glass of wine. A big, full glass of
yeah.
wine.
Yeah.
And it's designed to be drank quickly and easily.
And yeah. I think you
And it's portable.
And potable.
Yeah.
Potable. Except for that one drink.
That's too many big words.
So well, folks, we're going to take a break. Now, I'm going to cut you off.
Are we recommending this?
You're boring me.
Are we recommending this?
Yeah. Yes. You have to.
We do.
Anyway.
You have to recommend
it. We recommend it.
This is the best.
With caveats.
Folks, this is the best 4-pack white wine can that we've ever had.
Ever.
Agree.
Best
Absolutely.
Ever.
Absolutely.
100%.
Those are the worst. And the most mediocre.
And it's the average.
It is average.
It's right in the middle, too.
I'd rather... Anyway, we'll be right back. Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the Wine Vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for the Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at thewinevaultpodcast. And our website is thewinevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on the Wine Vault. And folks, we're back. We're on to the Boda box.
Which we're not decanting. I was mocked for suggesting. Shut up. We should decant this.
I said the same thing.
Well, we got to give it a chance,
I put it back on. The cap's back on, folks. To seal in the freshness. yes. You can get tomato soup in these same boxes and broth in stock. I would recommend buying those other products. So, Boda box Cabernet. Is there anything written on the back? Apparently it's very amusing. What do they say? You will mistake this for Pomerol's finest wines. Le Pin Petrus.
Taste the adventure.
Taste the adventure.
Aromas of black cherry and red currant are balanced by hints of cedar and vanilla in this delicious Cabernet Sauvignon. The boisterous finish is marked by notes of ripe cherry, plum, and vanilla. Supple yet medium-bodied. This is why I was laughing. Enjoy this wine by itself or pair with a heartier fare like Hungarian goulash or a dry-aged sirloin.
A dry-aged sirloin. Who the fuck dry-aged a sirloin to begin with? And secondly,
it's ridiculous.
A dry-aged sirloin.
That's just...
Have they ever had, does everybody make a dry aged sirloin?
I've never seen one.
Why would you? They don't have that much fat to break down. It's a lean gut of meat. Dackass.
It has some pictures on the side for what I think you're supposed to.
What? Throw it at people?
When you're supposed to have it.
When are you supposed to have it? Because
in
it's
the
not,
sun.
Oh, we're not supposed to have it then? No.
At a picnic?
No. Oh.
In the woods?
What?
Binoculars.
Sightseeing?
When you're
maybe
stalking.
Bird watching.
Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom. Stalking. Peeping Tom.
And with cheese.
I like bird watching.
Well, this is a picnic, and we do have cheese.
But we're in the basement. We're not anywhere near
And by the way,
stuff.
Folks, tonight we are eating Kroger brand cheddar, and I figured that would pair well with this stuff. Both the sharp and the medium, because I thought the medium would be just right.
He said that with a smile on his face.
Yeah,
it's so disgusting.
Just right.
You know...
And just it was on sale.
Interesting side note. They do characterize this as California.
Well, that's
so it's grapes from everywhere.
No, I can tell you where it's from. Yeah. Not the nice parts.
The grocery store grapes?
Just south of Monterey. Go to Monterey, then go south, and then you go out in the cabbage fields out in there. Yeah, that's where. It's where all
surprisingly,
that shit. Some Paso.
Surprisingly, there's no vintage on this Boda mini box.
It's ageless. You can't actually put a date on this. It probably has a drink before date.
I think the word you're looking for is timeless.
No, I didn't say. I meant what I said.
I think you're right.
When you said ageless,
I'm just making sure it's not expired. No, it didn't have anything on here. No? I almost thought it said bottled by. Oh, here's some. Folks, great wine doesn't need to cost the earth.
Oh. That's right.
This has a smaller footprint than a 750-milliliter bottle. Do you know that? It's because it's 500 milliliters.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I would like to know the carbon footprint versus a can of chicken broth. I mean, a box of chicken broth. That would be a more comparable.
Yes. Dry-aged sirloin. And their 2011 got a, it was a Best Buy, but we have no idea since they don't date them what this is. So let's go on to the wine, folks.
It honestly does look the part. It does. Although it's translucent, but in the glass it looks like a cab. Let's give it some credit. It's the proper coloration, but it is a little translucent. No watery edge to speak of per se. It's translucent, but you're going to call it a little watery edge?
I'm going to say it has a Niagara Falls, edge of that.
It is not as bad. What was the one we had the other night that had a...
From far ways away, though, it doesn't look too bad. The further you get, the better it looks.
Mona Lisa.
It has a nice Mona garnet Lisa. Color.
It does have a garnet color.
Men have loved you.
It is very translucent, though. As I'm swirling into my glass, it's pretty. The way I'm swirling it right now, doesn't that look like Franzia? The picture of Franzia?
There's a reason for that. I'm going to drink it. No, on the nose. Yes, black cherry, vanilla.
Huge, exactly what they said,
but not cedar. No. Yeah? You want to listen
to something? Do you smell plum?
Yeah.
Imagine you're eating a Hungarian goulash.
I've never had a Hungarian goulash.
It's in our, when was the last time we had a wine that had this big of a vanilla nose?
Yeah.
It's almost...
Well, what was the wine that Steve didn't like because it tasted too much like cedar?
Don't you dare say this is like the Zin. Costantino's the Zin.
I'm just saying that was...
This reminds you of that. That one was vanilla.
He said it tasted like a fishing cabin.
Or a dock. I think he said a fishing dock.
But he's a man of wonderful words. He's a wordsmith.
But anyways.
It's like Mark Twain.
Scott's question was, when's the last time we had something with this much of a vanilla nose?
I don't know. It was the last time that they dumped vanilla in something. what was that piece of crap we had? Red Diamond. There you go.
This
smells better than Red Diamond.
This smells better than Red Diamond.
Red Diamond, that's a shame. For shame. Oh, my God. For shame. Every wine that's in glass bottles, this is better than. For shame. And this, hey, by the way, Lindeman's Bin 65 is cheaper than this. Well, no, it's the same price as this box. And it's 750 milliliters. So, and we had it, and it wasn't terrible.
Well.
It wasn't terrible. We gave it low 80s.
But Vodabox is like a trendy, hipstery thing.
Because of how it's made and sustainability, and they're pushing this carbon footprint, and Rob's saying that
it's BS.
Sexual activity on a solo basis.
Yes. What's that?
I'm nervous to drink it.
We'll drink it.
Based off the vanilla nose. That's what I mean.
Yep.
Well, it's not my favorite cab in the world.
I have to make a... Ooh, there's... Yeah. I have to make a real... Yeah, I was making that same face he made after the canned wine.
Yes.
So my immediate comparison is it's similar to the Frisano simpler wines, canned wine, in that it's almost a little tasteless. It's not completely horrible, except there's this bad aftertaste.
Oh, my God, what is that? It happened again.
I think the aftertaste is the oak.
I think it's a... I agree.
A fake marred oak.
Yes. So I think it's a different... although it's flawed similarly, I don't think this one's going to go away.
I'm pretty sensitive to the taste of oak and red, and that, I have recognized this taste in other wines.
It starts off choppy and just kind of weird.
No fruit, flabby, yucky.
But you can tolerate that, and it's okay. And then it just goes and it keeps going on to this fake, manipulated, you know.
It's oak. It's oak.
Horrendous finish that isn't. It isn't like it's a big thing like 19 Crimes. It doesn't have that
in overflow. No,
no. This is more subtle. It kills you softly. And it's not really. It's not a finish. It's an aftertaste.
Kill and rub softly with oak chips.
Well, it's not a finish, though.
Killing his taste with this wood. Kill and rub softly with oak chips. Kill and rub softly.
He went on about a little.
With oak chips. And in his whole life, bought a box. No. Kill and rub softly. With oak chips. If you could only... The only thing that brought him delight in this Boda Box was me singing that song. And that's disturbing.
Why the fuck would you buy this?
Don't.
This is trash.
It's certainly nothing close to the worst red wine we've had. So there have been many bottles that are worse than this. This isn't as bad as Black Mountain.
Black Mountain?
That horrible Zen Black Mountain.
Black Mountain didn't have any flavor.
Chateau Sauvrain.
Chateau Sauvrain was a bad vintage.
Tribunal.
Tribunal's terrible. Yes.
Should I keep going?
Pepperwood Grove.
Red Diamond.
Red Diamond, yeah.
I would drink this easily over any of those. There's a flaw there. It's not nice. But on that, it's just...
This isn't as good as Lindemann's. This I'll is agree not with that. Even in the stratosphere.
Well, it's similarly plain and not a whole lot to it. Until you get to that finish.
Is not offensive.
That finish is offensive.
Yes. Now, I wouldn't say that the Lindemann's would be picking... You couldn't pick that out of the lineup. But you would notice subtle notes of Cabernet. Let's just say in general terms. This... Yeah, maybe as the air hits it, that'll... But
yeah. I don't think so.
I've tasted things that are way oakier, and I feel like I'm very sensitive to it. You're probably tasting more because it was cheaper oak.
Well, it's not oak.
It's yeah, that's these chips they add to it. And yeah,
I think it's oak chips.
And
once again, it's not a finish. It's an aftertaste. Yeah, there are differences.
Oh, it is different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Agreed.
And then it's a sour cherry. Everything, that's the thing. All the fruits are the sour version of the fruits, and they taste a bit stewed.
Yeah, and fortunately, they're not a real presence there. They're just kind of there and glide on by. No real mid-palate to speak of, and then there's just this quick but uneven finish, and then there's that aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Ghastly.
Yeah.
Well,
but it wouldn't be undrinkable if it didn't have that bad aftertaste.
If it didn't have... Why would you put oak chips in it? What the hell's the point of that?
It does give it that vanilla nose.
Whoop-de-doo.
It does. I mean, it's probably the oakiness other than that aftertaste.
I wonder.
It's probably the most functional part of the wine.
Maybe you're supposed to do this.
Get out of the box.
He's drinking it straight from the box, folks.
I was going to Google Boda Box and see what they say. Is it better?
No. Chug it. Chug, 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 chug.
It's so much worse.
I think you should have decanted it.
It was suggested, which was not.
Or should you have aged this more to let the oak calm down?
That's what's wrong with this. It wasn't properly aged.
Did Best Buy, or did one of you just give it a seller selection? I never looked.
Is this what the box looks like?
Yeah. Well, so, it's
that's the mini.
Well, I think this might be a 2013.
Oh. That's a long time.
Yeah.
If you bought the actual box, it's the equivalent of 4 bottles of wine.
Right.
That's a lot.
Of this. feel like a cat is being given a bath. Just miserable.
They make a Boda Box Old Vines Inn.
Fuck them.
What is that aftertaste?
Who gives a shit?
It's kind of minerally?
Sure.
Maybe.
It's so unpleasant, you don't want to think about it. That's the problem. You can't break these wines down because they're unpleasant and you don't want to stop and think.
It doesn't really go away.
No, it just sits there.
There's 14 different kinds of Bodas that you all could be reviewing. You have a lot of work ahead of you.
Who's responsible for this?
You?
No, you who made it?
Boda Box.
Who are they? Where do they live? Where are their family members?
Manteca, California.
Uh-huh.
Manteca, maybe?
Okay. Is there security there? What can we do? Let's break this
Everyone
down.
Everyone on their website, it looks like they're barely legal.
Barely legal?
Like, barely 21 years old. I feel like other wines that you see are, like, older people.
Is it a nudie site or something?
No.
They're marketing to younger folks is what Becky's implying, I think.
Stop being a weirdo. Yeah, like, look at this picture. No one in this picture is 30 years old.
It's Mother's Day. You're really allowed to call him asshole. You can get away with whatever you want.
I don't like any of this.
See,
people.
Everyone in this picture is super young.
I agree. I think it's a marketing thing. They're
yeah.
I bet they all use the term bra.
It's bro.
That's bra.
It's bro.
Okay.
If you're from Pittsburgh, it's bra.
That's a bunch of chachas right there. I don't know what happened later. Hey, dudes, let's drink some box wine. I don't know many dudes that sit around and drink that, do you?
Only if they're out of Bud Light.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying.
Then I think we were drinking it properly.
Wow. Let's get
this fucking thing done.
So I do want to say one other thing. So they have a gift guide.
A what?
A gift guide.
But it's like a North Face jacket, a subscription to National Geographic, a Yeti, North Face gloves.
You don't buy this?
Wait.
This is their gift guide.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's very obviously marketed to...
stupid people.
No, young millennials.
Yeah.
Trying to...
Yep.
I think I just, you know.
And you're going to go hiking for the weekend and go camp out. Are you going to haul several bottles of wine? No.
But why would you...
You're going to take some Boda Minis.
No, I would take that.
Yeah, I'd take the simpler one.
Yeah, I would too. Now are you rethinking your 79?
Well, everything. No. It still gets a 7. You haven't seen what I'm going to give this score.
let's go to that. Can we?
My eye just twitched. I feel like it was a reaction.
Yes, we're going to review this.
Reaction to the wine guy.
We're
going to
take a break, then we're going to take care of the black box and be done with this stupid episode. Okay. Becky, Boda Box. What is your score?
I don't like it.
Sure.
The oak is too much for me.
No, it's just gross.
I'm giving it an 80.
76.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
It's just...
ugh.
Bad.
74 for me.
Whoa.
I really think that's not...
If you want to spend $4.99 on something, go buy Lindeman's Bin 65. Their Cabernet. It's not good, but sure, we sure as shit is better than this. We get 82s, 83s. It's passable, and it's a shit ton better than this crap. So, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to drink Black Box and be right back in the Wine Vault. Folks, we here in the Wine Vault are an open opportunity podcast. We would love for you to be a guest in the Wine Vault. Scott, tell them how to do it.
Contact us at thewinevault@outlook.com. Send us a message on the Facebook at thewinevault.rs. Twitter, contact us at @winevaultpodcast. I'm at the O. We're on the Twitter, folks. We're on the Facebook. Contact us at our website.
Folks, you get a hold of us, we'll get a hold of you. We'll bring you on. Hey, who knows? You might even meet the superstar Steve Gibson. Who can say?
God, don't make promises you can't keep.
Well, give Steve a fiver. He'll show up. Anyway, folks, we would love to hear from you. We'd love to see you. We'd love to meet you on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. We're on to the Black Box.
And they have... let's give them some props right away. They, one, say it's Valley Central... chili, and 2015 vintage.
They have a year.
And they have a locale. It's not a good locale, but they have a locale. Although, who knows? I mean, I'll take green pepper over what we just drank. First of all, pouring it, it does have a more plummy hue in the glass. Actually, it looks a little denser. It's not quite as translucent.
It's pretty dark.
And except for the bubbliness from pouring it, it doesn't have that bad of a watery edge.
It doesn't have that bad of a watery edge. It has a watery edge.
But it's not that bad. Hell, anything's better than
this. No, it's a pretty watery edge, Rob.
But it's not that bad. Don't argue with me. Just agree.
Oh, Jesus.
So snotty. Anyway.
But it's... It's, what's slight translucence?
The inspiration for black box wines came from Europe.
Did it?
Where a lot of European black box wines. Where box wine has been enjoyed for decades? Those are called casks, you dumbasses. Discover black box wine in smaller size. Who cares about that?
Let me see the box.
Oh. There you go. Yeah. The box. Box wines in Europe? In France?
Yeah.
We're getting... there's a couple things that are a little disturbing for me on this nose.
It smells Chilean, but it's marred with the fake vanilla oak.
I'm getting like a menthol-y thing.
But that's that vanilla oakiness that is just killing it.
Oaking of a red wine needs to be done so carefully. The chunky green
pepper in the background.
Oh, I didn't get to green pepper yet.
Yeah, the vegetal green pepper in the background.
I got the vegetal is the strongest thing after I poured it. It almost, my nose almost wasn't even the glass yet, and I got the vegetal. Not, although the vegetal is dying down a little bit, it's
green pepper, I feel like it's on my nose here. That is
atypical of bad Chilean.
It's definitely, definitely
there. I'm almost don't want to drink it.
It can't be worse than what we just did. So let's get.
Yes, it can.
Let's get on.
You think?
Let's get on.
This is going to be worse.
Don't suck yourself out. I think it's going to be incredible.
Nah. Let's let the one guy.
Eyebrows raised. Looking for a spittoon. He's chewing on it. Eyebrows raised. Blinking.
Have you gone mute?
It tastes like a shitty Chilean wine.
You're going next?
I'm going in.
Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. I was afraid it was going to go into one of those nasty finishes again. I didn't know where it was going. It's tart.
But it's still pretty sweet.
Well, there's that that laced vanilla.
Oh, that vanilla. Ugh. Yeah. This might actually have vanilla extract in it.
It's in the top. It sits in the top of the mouth and just kind of lingers down and looks at everything.
It hit it pretty quick. Like, I tasted it pretty quickly.
And you sense it. You know it's there, but it's not really integrated in the wine. It's just kind of, it's just a vanilla streak.
It really might be poured in.
It's like,
almost, it's not natural.
It's almost like an infused vanilla flavor.
Yeah.
Like the bad beer we had overnight.
It's not on the palate per se, though. No. It's just there.
I don't taste the green pepper, but maybe that's because, maybe I will in a minute.
It's not as green
pepper. When you get over the vanilla.
The vanilla is just, oof.
Probably the green pepper's hiding behind all that vanilla. The vanilla's so big in it, it's almost like, where is that coming from? Is that on the roof of my mouth? Do I have taste buds on the roof of my mouth? It's just so big, it's like weird.
Yeah.
Does this taste oily to you?
Yes, it has a little oily... It's not oily on my palate as it goes down, but afterwards there's like this oily coating in
my
mouth.
Like a residue, right?
It's a residue.
It's like...
When have you ever tasted that?
This is not.
The dryness tannin, folks.
No, it's not drying. It's the oiliness. It's like oily. An oily coating on my tongue.
It's definitely not tannins. I don't taste any tannins.
Oily coating on your tongue?
It's like I want to grab my tongue scrubber and scrub it.
Yeah.
Oily coating on your tongue.
It feels an oily.
Like the, I think it was the frosted glass.
Bottle that
Riesling
was.
Riesling we had. That was like a,
All right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I definitely do.
I'm sure you sense it. You both agree?
I'm trying
to... You never would just agree to agree?
I'm trying to see if I can see it in my glass.
Well, that sucks.
The vanilla is so bad that I can't tell you any other flavors of it.
There aren't.
Not one of my favorite beers.
It's a sour cherry.
You said beers.
Not one of my favorite beers is Breckenridge Vanilla Porter.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It has that kind of fake vanilla.
Yeah.
Just moving my
glass. Let's get on to reviewing this piece of shit, don't you think?
Any more discussion? I don't like to go into the 70s when I rate, unless it's like really terrible. I'm giving this like a 75. It's really bad.
You're giving it okay, but hey,
it's my least favorite, which is sad because I thought I would like it the most. We thought we were drinking these in order, like going from worst to best.
No, just, well.
And this is the worst.
This could fit gold medals. Go ahead, Scott.
I must have gotten gold medals in a short
cockfighting or something.
Yeah, I don't know what. 72. It really, 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 really is bad. There's nothing redeeming about this in your mouth. The nose is so vanilla forward, yeah. And then your
pepper.
Shockingly, you get this big vanilla yuckiness that...
None of us can even finish our glasses. No. That's how bad it is.
It's not worth drinking. I would say, you know, for me... I think Boda and the Black Box are equally shitty. Mm. I'm trying to think which I like less. But I like both of them equally bad for different reasons. I gave Boda a 74, so I might as well give this one a 74 because I hate them both equally. Seems fair. Not that I like it more than you like it, but I just figure a 74. Ooh, give
it's
a fuck.
So bad. This I is, just yeah. don't
These
even
are
know
both
how.
Trash, folks. There's no reason to go out and even spend a cent on this crap. If you like it, then you're, I don't like
don't,
you.
Well, I mean, no, it's not that we don't like you. It's just.
I don't know.
Do yourself a favor and.
You don't like wine.
Get some good wine.
We can show you better
Listen
wine.
To our podcast. Oh podcast. Our potable podcast.
Our you podcast
could throw,
is
a, you could throw a rock in a wine department, hit a better. Buy Woodbridge, for Christ.
And if you're that person who can't remember what we said on the episodes. Rob does a wonderful job of summarizing our reviews in his podcast reviews, and you can print those out.
And what's nice, folks?
They've got what are called letters on them that make words that you could go to the grocery store and show them those words. And if something had a number that started with an 8 and it followed before it, it's better than all this shit.
Well, folks, let me say this. You could take a rock and you could throw it at a wine department and you could hit a bottle. I don't care what bottle it is. It's probably better than this.
Mm-hmm. It's probably also going to break.
Which would be better than this.
We need, if you really like these boxed
they have
wines.
More than one of the bottles. They probably won't break from a rock, though.
They probably don't know that.
It would be awesome to buy.
Maybe that's how they've been selecting.
You know what would be cool, though, with these things? If you took them out back and you shot them with a shotgun, watch them explode, that'd be pretty cool.
Throw them up in the air and shoot them.
But you know what? Even
some fence post would be awesome.
Even that, there's better stuff to shoot up with guns.
Yeah, but it would explode.
But there's a lot better stuff that would explode.
I don't
know. Propane can for like a Coleman can?
That's probably stupid. We're going to take a break and be right back on the wine vault. So, folks, we're back. Parting thoughts on tonight's episode.
Rob was dumb for saying we made a whole episode out of this.
No, we made a whole episode out of it.
No, that was my parting thought.
It was terrible.
Well,
the simpler wines is the best by a lot.
Yeah, and I stick with our initial impression. Becky and I thought it's passable, and not only that, and I just for shits and giggles, I'm gonna buy some, and on a hot, hot summer day, just see if it is refreshing.
Yep.
I think it will be.
Yep, mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh, it's by far. But that's what we're saying.
These alternative presentations, let's just say, of wine are best left to the spritzy, bubbly stuff. You don't buy. I mean, why would you have.
I don't understand. To be fair, you should do some kind of white Boda.
I'm afraid.
Why would I want to do that?
Because a red in a can would be. Gasly.
Well, they don't really even make that, do they?
Well, I've been looking.
Somebody does.
We did that potpourri early on, where there was that long list of canned wines, and they haven't been in our market.
Mm-hmm. So,
and we were both interested in what
I
is the Coppola
Boda
like?
Makes a Riesling.
Who? Oh, they do. Do you want me to buy that?
I mean,
that'll be a separate podcast. It'll be starring you. You'll be hosting, starring.
They have some other kind of. Boda has some kind of special one that's black that has a bear on it. That I feel like is their fanciest. And so maybe you should try that.
It has a what on the label?
A bear?
Animal.
Oh! Animal. I didn't even think about that.
The animal caveat, folks. Mm. Beware of animals.
Or if the wine is in something that's constructed of cardboard.
Yeah. If you might mistake it for chicken broth when you reach into your cabinet.
There are some examples of labels with animals that are good.
Yeah.
Duckhorn. The duck.
That is true.
We love the duck.
It's true.
We love the duck.
And that one that has this, like a crest on it. Is that Columbia crest?
No. Oh, no, what Ravenswood.
Ravenswood.
It doesn't have ravens on there. So we love that.
Yeah, we do. Well,
I do.
So maybe birds are okay?
Birds. Maybe.
Maybe.
That aren't in costume.
Well, just duck and a raven. Yeah, costumes. We have trouble with animals and costumes. That's a big double warning. And that's if they true. Talk.
They talk, yeah.
Talking animals.
If they're judges.
Or barristers.
Yeah. Period costumes. It's a problem.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
We do love vague representations of animals, like Baran stands for bear. We do kind of sort of like that.
But we also kind of like to laugh at it. Or that one, the Jack London, where the guy was straddling his horse.
And we, that wasn't.
He's doing his horse.
That wasn't our
favorite. I'm straddling, riding his horse.
Oh, God.
What was he doing?
I think you need to wrap it up.
If you're going to ride, you ride the white pony.
Yes. So, for the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, Triple B, and myself, the wine guy, we will bid you adieu and see you next time on The Wine Vault. Good night.